Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up right at 4 o'clock, we'll get you set for the big game tonight at Madison Square Garden. Knicks trying to close out the Philadelphia 76ers. Plus, I tried to do a better job of not creating too much music last night. So I only created two songs last night. A song about Sean Morash jinxing Luis Severino's no-hitter and a pump-you-up song about the Knicks. And we'll get to that a little bit later on as well. But right now, it's time for another edition every Tuesday, 3:30, of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for
Posted and Toasted.
That's my favorite. So I will read an old social media post from one of our favorite WFAN co-workers, five of them, and he will guess who posted it. And then we'll decide if we want to toast them or not. So let us go back to August 30th, 2016. I blame you for that helmet catch, which led to the Giants winning the Super Bowl, that Tiki Barber missed, Rodney Harrison. I don't know how you got roped into this.
Right.
I blame you for the helmet catch, which led to the Giants winning the Super Bowl, that Tiki Barber missed, Rodney Harrison. Was that posted by Big Mac Chris McMonagle? Mm. Greg Giannotti, Keith McPherson, or Sal Licata?
That's definitely Big Mac.
You're wrong.
What? Definitely Big Mac. You think he referred to the Super Bowl as the one that Tiki missed?
Yes.
Wow. It's not Big Mac. You want to guess, Sean?
I'm just going to throw it out there. Cowboy fan Keith McPherson.
KM to AM.
You nailed it. Keith McPherson blaming Rodney Harrison for the Super Bowl that Tiki Barber missed.
Right. Is he being a hater?
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I don't think he's being a hater. I think what he was saying is, I blame Rodney Harrison for that play and what led to the Giants winning the Super Bowl. And then I think it was just, I don't want to say it was a shot, but more like, it's the Super Bowl that Tiki missed by a year.
All right, so he's being...
Hey. That's a toasted comment right there. All right, here we go.
It's bull.
Ready to get to post number two?
Go ahead.
This is from November 18th, 2017. I will never get the hype for The Godfather, Star Wars, Home Alone. They're the triple play of overrated classics. Was that Sean Morash, Al Dukes, Tommy Lugauer, or Evan Roberts?
Huh. That's you, definitely.
You're wrong.
Come on. You know, you're close. You're close because it's a really good guess because not a big Godfather guy. Hate Star Wars, but Home Alone was badass. You know what I mean? So you were very,
but
very
I just
close.
Think the movie thing is you.
Well, it's not. Sean, you have a guess.
I am the biggest public hater of Home Alone, and I know I've tweeted several bad things about it being overrated. Somebody asked me.
I'm a fat moron.
That is
Do you remember this tweet?
I'm telling you, you could probably search Home Alone in my Twitter handle. You'll find like 14 tweets annually every Christmas.
Why?
It bothers me to no end. It's such an obnoxious, stupid movie. And people tweet about it like it is the...
How old were you when you first saw it?
Like 8. It was so dumb. Like, the parents are not going to get on a flight. Were
you so jaded to, like, the world that you couldn't imagine that happening?
I was always an overthinker of things very early. I hated the premise. It made no sense. And for it to happen a second time really bothered me.
It's a movie. But, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, you know, everybody will just stay in the Bahamas. We'll all, you know, we won't find a way back. Yeah, but I mean, it's ridiculous.
But if you
the first one, they're trying to, the mom is trying to get back.
Who believes a Michael Jordan cutout's a person through a window, too?
Yeah, but Tiki, they left their child home. They didn't leave a toothbrush.
Right.
It's a child. It's your child.
Yeah,
come
but there
on.
Was like 8 kids going on the trip. And so they just kind of get lost in the mix.
And also, I understand that she's trying to get home for Christmas and everything, but it's really not like a Christmas movie that gets shown around Christmas. It takes away Christmas Vacation and Elf Shine. I'm tired of it.
Wow. Yeah. All right, there you go. Here's post number 3 from January 19th, 2013. Drunk girls are like speed in baseball. They never slump.
Sounds like a fortune. Sounds like a fortune cookie.
Drunk girls are like speed in baseball. They never slump. Was that Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Tommy Lugauer, or Brandon Tierney?
I'm going to say Gio.
You're wrong.
I thought I was right. I thought you were trying to find the drop.
So far, you are 0-4-3. Shawnee, you want to try to pick that up?
I spent a lot of nights with Loogie in his 20s. I'm going to guess him.
Yeah. Damage. Yeah, you did a good job. If you really think about it, that is a Loogie kind of comment.
Yeah, but it's like a comedian thing because it's not something you would actually say seriously. And so you say it with, I don't know, with levity.
Well, I think back in 2013, this is Loogie's way of, here's my one-liner. Let me put it out there and watch people laugh.
And when I saw the tweet, I checked the date and the time. It was a Saturday night at 10:30. So I was 1,000% in a bar. I was 1,000% around drunk girls. And this just popped in my head.
There you go.
Well, maybe that would help.
Oh, knowing the time?
The time.
I'll give you the time right now. Here we go. November 2nd, 2014 at 8:08 p.m. Never found Seinfeld funny in the 90s, and I still don't. So an anti-Seinfeld little post. Was that Sean Morash, Brandon Tierney, Greg Giannotti, or Sal Licata?
Brandon Tierney.
I was wrong.
Yeah, you nailed that one. Mm-hmm. Look at that. You know your guy. So he's never been a Seinfeld guy?
Never been a Seinfeld guy.
I don't understand that. I mean, I kind of do in that, like, here's my view on Seinfeld. His stand-up is very average, but the TV show itself was utterly brilliant.
No, the stand-up was hilarious.
See, I disagree. Respectfully.
Right.
Didn't do it for me.
But I think you have to see it in person, or you have to see like a whole set. You know what I mean? It's different when you see the whatever they showed during the show, because those weren't funny. Those were just kind of accents to the show.
Well, I've seen his other stand-up.
And you didn't find it funny?
It's not that he's not funny. Or it just wasn't.
Or was it not, you weren't at the right enough, you know, at the old, you weren't old enough, the right age to get it.
You know what it may have been? I think I got it. I think that I thought the TV show was brilliant. In fact, I just finished Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm at liberty to talk about how it ended. Am I allowed to do it? It's been a few weeks now. But his involvement...
No, it's all streaming, so no.
So I can't say anything?
No.
All right, well, he's in the finale. Can I say that?
Of course. I mean, people would... What is he? Just turned 70, didn't he?
Is he?
I just saw a post on that.
Oh, wow. He looks good for 70, I'll tell you that.
I saw him last year. I told you.
Yeah, that's right.
I was in the hotel.
Minnesota.
He was in Minnesota. He was going down the elevator.
I think that... That show may have ruined me for his comedy because I think the show was so brilliant that maybe his stand-up could never have matched how funny I think the TV show was.
Got it.
So
it's a great Evan take.
And this is, and it's not a shot at Jerry Seinfeld because Seinfeld's one of my favorite shows of all time. You got to also remember Larry David also wrote the show too. So it wasn't just Jerry writing the show. It was a collaboration of Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld. That's why Curb is so great because it's a George spinoff. It's Larry David.
It's kind of the similar vein of comedy.
100%.
But I remember the only reason I knew that was BT because we had this conversation with BT and I because neither one of us were Seinfeld fans.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't until I started watching it as an older adult. Like, not when I was young, when I was playing for the Giants. I didn't watch it. I didn't like it. And then I got older and I started watching it and it was funny.
Yeah.
I guess because I knew New York then.
That's right. Then it became funnier to
me. It made sense to me.
That was a part of the, I'll give you this, in the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale, Leon Black, one of the characters, in the finale, starts finally watching Seinfeld. And so throughout the last episode, he's talking to Larry about how funny he thinks the show is.
That's right.
Because he's finally watching it. Here's your last post on another edition of Posted and Toasted. June 13th, 2015.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Teen at 10:06 a.m. This is an interesting one. You're going to learn about one of our coworkers. Never smoked a cigarette. Never had a cavity, never been to Starbucks, never watched an episode of Friends, Seinfeld, or Seventh Heaven.
I was going to say you until the Friends thing.
Is it Al Dukes, Sean Morash, Keith McPherson, or Boomer Esiason?
I'm going to say Boomer.
You're wrong.
You almost took an oath for today. 1-4 for Tiki. All right, Sean. Never smoked a cig, never had a cavity, never been to Starbucks, never watched an episode of Friends, Seinfeld, or Seventh Heaven.
All right. My heart tells me Keith McPherson, but this just screams Al Dukes' life.
Screams Al Dukes. Feels like Keith McPherson. So what's your final answer?
I'm going to go Al.
You're wrong.
Should have gone with your gut. That's all right, Keith McPherson.
KM to AM.
I'm trying to think of how much I've been. I've never been to, like, I've been to Starbucks, but I've never had coffee at Starbucks. So I'm kind of with him on that.
Why would you go to Starbucks?
Would you get your oil changed there?
What are you doing at Starbucks without getting coffee?
Thanks for the question. Cookie.
Oh, my God.
Cookie.
I also think they have great hot chocolate.
Oh, do they do good hot chocolate?
I don't drink coffee at all. They got good hot chocolate.
Never had a chai latte
is good, too.
Never had a cavity. That's amazing. Like, I don't know how the hell he's pulled that one off, but never had a cavity?
Right.
I've had, like, hundreds of them.
I've only had one.
That's pretty good, too.
And it's only because I got my bottom molars taken out, but not my top ones. So they fell, and one chipped into the bottom one. You know what I mean? So it chipped in to the side of my other molar, and it ended up creating a cavity.
Gotcha.
And it bothers the hell out of me.
So that's called a fluke cavity. That's not even a real cavity.
It's not a dirty teeth cavity.
Interesting. It's not a dirty teeth cavity. That's the way I get them. And that's another edition of Posted and Toasted. And remember the rules. This goes for Tiki and for Sean and for everybody. You cannot be upset about an old post. That's not allowed.
It was
a long time ago. And then you make the guy who found the post feel very, very guilty. And he doesn't want any more guilt in his life.
Hope everybody enjoyed the last edition of Toasted and Posted.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.